A federal state showdown is a brewing over vaccine mandates. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has issued an executive order banning private employers from issuing COVID vaccine mandates. In his order, the Republican took aim at the Biden administration, saying it was bullying companies into forcing their workers to get vaccinated. Marketplace's Nova Sappho joins me now with the details. Good morning, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri.
It's not just Texas, right? I mean, where else are we seeing these kinds of moves?
Well, we've seen them in Montana, where its legislature passed a bill banning vaccine mandates by employers. Florida has banned so-called vaccine passports, essentially having to prove you are vaccinated in order to enter a business. That applies to customers and employees. Other Republican-led states have taken similar steps to varying degrees. And Texas, in fact, already bans state government agencies from mandating employee vaccinations. So this latest executive order is an expansion of that.
But isn't there a federal vaccine mandate coming for private employers? How does what the states are doing square with that?
That's right. There is. Right now, the Biden administration is encouraging companies of 100 employees or more to require vaccinations, and the federal rules are being written to make that mandatory. That's the part that's coming. And it looks like ultimately the courts will have to decide this issue, Sabri. And in the meantime, with this Texas order, there are a lot of major companies in Texas who are caught in the middle. You have Google and Facebook, as well as major airlines, Southwest, United, and American, all have large workforces there.
Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
One topic that has relentlessly plagued investors has been inflation. It affects investments, it affects wages, it affects buying patterns, and it was 5.3% year over year last check. Michael Schumacher has been thinking about this and says the September jobs report has only raised more concerns. He's head of global macro strategy at Wells Fargo Securities and joins us. Good morning.
Thank you, Sabri. Great to be here.
So markets appear to be grappling again with this question of inflation and whether it is temporary or whether it is not. Why is this a hot topic again?
Yeah, Sabri, it's really interesting. And a big part of the inflation equation is labor shortages. So the Labor Department reported on Friday that 194,000 jobs were created. Number sounds pretty good, but the expectation was 500,000. So it fell far short. So this tells us the labor shortage continues for a bit longer than expected, puts even more pressure on supply chains, and probably pushes inflation up for a longer period than we thought.
One big concern when we talk about inflation is wages, just because, you know, if people are getting paid more, it helps them cope with inflation, but also could maybe lead to more inflation. What are wages doing right now?
So if you look at the last 2 months, the data reported have wages up on an hourly basis by about 1%. So that's a big number. Economists get especially concerned because wage increases tend to be sticky. Now, if you're the wage earner, you say, well, that's a good thing. But from a macroeconomic perspective, if the goal was for inflation to come down pretty aggressively, that's not so likely to happen when wages go up.
Michael Schumacher, Global Head of Macro Strategy at Wells Fargo Securities. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sabri.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
How are pharmacies doing these days? We'll get an idea when Walgreens reports quarterly results later this week. The pandemic created some opportunities for pharmacies, and now some are looking to be more than just drugstores, Marketplace's Amanda Peacher reports.
Once pandemic lockdowns were lifted, drugstore chains were particularly well-suited to profit. And there are a few reasons for that. First, there's
this wider shift towards health and wellness.
Ethan Chernofsky is with Placer AI, which tracks retail foot traffic. He says customers look to chains like Rite Aid and CVS for vitamins and supplements more than ever. But also,
it's a place where you can get tested for COVID. It's a place where you can get vaccinated against COVID.
And after you get your shot, maybe you pick up diapers or potato chips or a birthday card. All of this meant big drugstore sales have been fairly strong lately. And now, Eric Gordon, business professor at University of Michigan, says many retail pharmacies are trying to expand even more to become healthcare hubs.
Places where we go to get routine medical checkups, routine shots, even emergency care.
Gordon says strong earnings could help these big drugstores make that transition more quickly. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
About half of all people who die in the United States die without a will. No legally binding plan for what happens to their money, debts, properties after they're gone. More than 700,000 people have lost their lives to COVID in the U.S., which means thousands have died without wills. From Austin, Texas, the Texas Standard's Joy Diaz reports on how courts are having to sort things out.
The court that helps people figure out who gets to keep what after a loved one's death is called probate court.
Probate court is the most important court in the courthouse.
That's Veronica Vasquez, one of the probate judges in Bexar County, Texas.
Why? Well, because unlike criminal courts, you may never end up in a criminal court or know somebody you love that ends up in a criminal court. Or perhaps you never have a civil issue and you never have to be sued or sue someone, but somebody you know and love will die.
During this global pandemic, those deaths have come faster than some courts can handle them. In Hidalgo County, Texas, probate judge Joanne Garcia says her caseload has grown by as much as 300%. And the stories are heartbreaking. Judge Garcia has seen lots of couples where one person dies right after the other. Recently, she oversaw the case of a daughter who filed to probate her father's estate after he died of COVID.
And before she could come to the hearing, she passed of COVID.
One reason so many people die without wills is because it can be pricey to draw one up, anywhere from several hundred dollars to several thousand. But Judge Garcia says dying without one is more expensive. There are attorney's fees, court fees, and untangling everything can take years. Charlie Aguinaga helps people with some of that detangling. He's an attorney with Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid. And the advice he gives to clients?
Don't panic. Go through your parents' mail, go through your children's mail, whoever passed away. Look for bank statements. And actually, you know, don't hide from the creditors. And then, you know, determine whether you have to see a lawyer.
Rules for wills vary from state to state, but in Texas, people can write their own. They're called holographic wills. Their downside? It's easy to challenge their legitimacy in court. In Austin, I'm Joy Diaz for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.